Welcome to Alex and Annie, the real women of vacation rentals. With more than 35 years combined industry experience, Alex Huesner and Annie Holcomb have teamed up to connect the dots between inspiration and opportunity, seeking to find the one story, idea, strategy, or decision that led to their guests' big aha moment. Join them as they highlight the real stories behind the people and brands that have built vacation rentals into the $100 billion industry it is today. And now, it's time to get real and have some fun with your hosts, Alex and Annie.
Welcome to Alex and Annie, the Real Women of Vacation Rentals. I'm Alex.
And I'm Annie.
And we are joined today with Sarah Franzen, who is another real woman of vacation rentals and also the director of revenue management and analytics for Natural Retreats. Sarah, it's wonderful to see you.
Great to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So before we get started, can you give our audience that might not know you just a little bit of background and some of your experience within vacation rentals and revenue management?
Sure. I came into the space about 8.5 years ago. I came from directly from hotels. So I had done hotel sales and then later hotel revenue management, and then heard about this opportunity with Natural Retreats and revenue management. I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. I'm going to do that. That sounds like right up my alley. And 8.5 years later, here I am.
So you've been doing a little bit of everything. I think we all have seen your incredible posts. You like to do networking with people in the industry, and I love how you share your thought leader conversations. But we were talking to you recently, and you have a really big announcement that you wanted to share on this first of the month episode with us.
I do. I am the director of revenue management and analytics at Natural Retreats. But today, September 1st, is my actual last day at Natural Retreats.
Wow.
Hi.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going out on my own, starting my own thing as Alex's shirt so beautifully says, yeah. Rev Ben.
You're not watching on YouTube. Make sure to go over.
Yeah, get on YouTube. Terry.
Yeah, so I am going out on my own. And the feelings are very bittersweet because I have 8.5 years of history with Natural Retreats. And this is super exciting. And it's also a little daunting, but mostly exciting. Yeah, I'm so thankful that you all were willing to let me come on and tell everybody about it here.
We've certainly had our share of new beginnings over the last year. So when we heard about this, we thought we would just love to be part of that with you and to share this news. And it's a big step. And we certainly know how that feels to make that decision when you've been with something for a long time and you're emotionally invested in that company and the success that they've had. But there's always, with every big change in your life, there's reasons for it. And I think the intent behind what you're building is going to be revolutionary for the industry and something that the industry has really needed for a long time. Would love to hear a little bit more about it. You can go into some more details for us.
Yeah, I'd love to tell you about it. Prior to hotels, I was an educator, a performer and educator. But education has always been something that's been really near and dear to me. I think that education is the tool that ultimately lifts everybody. And so as I was thinking through that and thinking about how I could apply that to short-term vacation rentals in our space, RevZen is what was the eventual thing to come out of that. So I guess technically the new gig is I'm a consultant, but I like to think that it's a little bit different than what most consultants are doing in our space. Not completely. Some people definitely are. But I really wanted to put the education spin on it. Perhaps not the best business model that some people might think, because I suppose if I'm perfect at my job and everybody comes to me, I can work myself out of a job. But I don't think that will be the case. But I think that our industry needs education. They need folks to mentor. They need people to help provide guidance. And that's what I look to do. My consultation is going to be really one of education. So I want to teach people how to do revenue management and not just providing tactics and if X, then Y, but really walking through the process with people and teaching. I think that's the best path to just about any growth.
No, I think we talk about it a lot, and there is an entirely new group of people that have entered this space within the last couple of years, specifically because of COVID and the growth in vacation rentals and short-term rentals. And one thing that comes up a lot is that there's just so many people that don't know where to go to get information. and they don't know what they don't know. So they're out there flailing about their business, and some of them are successful and some of them are frustrated and some of them just don't know. So I think that you're coming at the right time. You're coming as there's like kind of a generational shift within the industry, and making sure that we can set up the next generation and the next group of people with access and the right headspace and set up for success. And it's super exciting to see you do that. But I would love to know from your perspective, because I think you and I have some similarities in our backgrounds coming from the hotel space. You come over here, and again, a lot of this stuff didn't exist when we first started. Now, especially from hotels, you take that experience, you bring it over to vacation rentals. But it was a lot of building, like bit by bit, trying to get where we are now. So there's a lot of room to grow. But what was it for you outside of you being an educator that you said, what is your aha moment that you said, this is what I need to be doing? This is where my space needs to be.
So I think the first thing, this might be a long-winded answer, so I apologize in advance. But the first thing that I think of when you said that is, yes, when I got to this space, there was very little in terms of revenue management support, whether that's tools or just general knowledge, anything. There really wasn't much. And my company, Natural Retreats, hired me anyway. They were like, listen, revenue management is something. We think we need to figure that out. So they hired a revenue manager, even though the industry itself didn't really know exactly what that meant. And so in that process, in the hiring process, and then the years that followed, they really gave me a lot of latitude to build what I thought was necessary. And yes, I failed a lot, but I succeeded a lot, I think. I built an amazing team. And then as they came on, they helped me build amazing processes. And it's been just an incredible experience. And so it has been a lot of building over time, because there was not a lot when we first got here. There is a lot more now, which is really exciting. So that's the first thing. So I agree. Building was a significant part of the last several years. Where we are now is a place where, you know, to your point, there are new people coming into the industry. And I don't claim to have all of the answers. I don't claim to know them, but I do know that I've spent a lot of work and time trying to build processes and trying to figure things out. The aha moment came when Emily Patillo, John DeRolay, Jordan Locke, and I were in Kansas City. I guess it came before that a little bit too, but in Kansas City is where the four of us decided to just really commit to putting together an association for folks in the short-term vacation rental space, people who were either interested in revenue management or were revenue managers, but we were interested in providing a space for them, for us to grow, to learn with one another, because there really hadn't been a whole lot there. And I think it's an amazing first step. We're still in the process of getting that off the ground, but it is in the works. Keep your eyes and ears open for more on the association. But that was the time when I was thinking, as the educator that I am, or that I like to try to be anyway, and with this known gap, this could be a really good opportunity for me to test the waters and just take a leap of faith or something, maybe something like that. But that's definitely what drove my move from an amazing company like Natural Retreats, who's been nothing but supportive the entire time, but it had to be something pretty strong to move me from that. And it was this real desire to try to elevate, do my part to elevate education in this space.
I love that. There is still so much opportunity, I feel like. And even though 8 years ago, obviously, revenue management was different, it was just at its infancy. Quite honestly, you could say that a lot about some of the marketing and vacation rentals too. I started in this industry 14 years ago, or maybe 15, but 13 years ago with my previous company, Condo World. And at that point, I mean, a lot of the things we were doing it was just like what you just described, that there really wasn't a playbook. We were building it as we went, but then we look back now and we were doing all the right things. And I think when you understand the business, you understand the industry, you can adapt some of the processes, the tools that come out, but that inherent understanding of the industry is what makes you an extremely valuable person to the company that you're building or anybody else that you end up working with. I will say one thing that has been interesting that I've seen this year is there are still a lot of companies that are part of the older generation. They've been around for a long time. They're in big resort destinations, but they're literally doing no revenue management. And I thought that everybody was doing some of it, but there's still a lot out there that they set the rates in November and they don't change them for the next year and the owners sign off and that's just where it is. And you know, you start talking to some of them and I think it's just, it's probably an information gap or an education gap, which is that's where I think you're going to come in here is you've got to be able to show these people that you're, this is going to be a great thing for your homeowners. You have to know how to communicate it properly, but there's probably a lot of money that you're leaving on the table by doing it the old fashioned way and not utilizing these tools. That is still scary for a lot of companies though to change. So I'm just curious what your process would be like if there's anybody that's listening that is in that boat that they want to get started in things, but all these tools just look a little bit too aggressive in terms of what they've previously done. How would you approach working with those companies to get them to where the industry is now?
Yeah, I think there are very few people out there who are doing absolutely nothing. Seasonality is a thing, right? So most of those people, if you're setting rates in November and you're leaving them for a year, you're probably not setting the same rate for the entire
right. yeah.
year. You're probably
yeah. yeah. they're just not changing them
for no, seasonality. Yeah. So there is an initial theory there that does mirror what revenue management ultimately tries to do. My goal, when I think about the people that I want to work with, if I could just choose like the perfect person to work with, it would be somebody who might be in one of the smaller to more mid-sized companies who just maybe you go to these conferences and you're just flooded by all the vendors and the tools yeah. that are out there and you just don't really know. To your earlier points, we were there. I was there yeah, years yeah. ago. And I've had a lot of support over the years. And one of the things that I think could have been the most useful is just having somebody there to guide. I am not by nature somebody who likes to poo or shame people or say you're doing something
wrong. Of course,
yeah. And I think that the other side of that, I guess, where I'll go with that is that not every company is like Natural Retreats. Not every company is any other company. And small things can make a big difference. Bigger things can make a big difference. But a lot of it depends on how your company structure, where your company is, who your guests are. And that's why I think a lot of times you go to a conference and you listen to an amazing presentation and you're like, oh, that was really good. I'm going to take something from that. But at the same time, while that can be good, it can also be somewhat detrimental because you don't have the same company that person sitting on stage has.
Right.
And you go to this and you spend 45, 60 minutes in this thing and you come away with ideas, but then there's just nowhere really to go with it because you don't have the contextual basis for where that person's coming from. And so I think that from an education standpoint, that's why I don't like to consider myself like a trainer. Like I really want this to be a full education. This is going to be I'll come in and look and see what's going on now. What kinds of changes can we make that are going to be effective for you, but for you, not for everybody else in this space? I think that maybe the long answer to that question is that I don't have a single answer. I think that the answer is very dependent on the person asking, because it's always going to be different. Maybe we focus on a full revenue strategy look for you. Maybe we look at distribution. Maybe we look at how your current teams, if you have departments, are working together, because that's another thing. Like revenue management doesn't exist in a vacuum. Like you need other people. And everybody has different strengths and weaknesses. And if you're not addressing those, it's really difficult for the end product to be what you really want it to be. I don't know if that answers your question, but the goal is to really come at this from a pretty holistic standpoint, from assessment all the way through.
So that was actually going to be my next kind of taking us forward. So I was thinking back about, I think it was like during COVID, after COVID, between COVID was a fog, I think, for everybody. You did the hospitality school with Simon, and I think it was the school in Switzerland.
Yeah.
And that was really neat. So it, like, do you look at what you're doing as something where you're going to create modules where people could go online and get it? Is it going to be just you going to people's businesses? I would imagine you're going to do all of the above and then anything else that comes in. But do you have a framework of how you're going to approach this?
Yeah. So initially we're going out to really see if people are interested in this education component. I think it's interesting. I think it's fascinating. So I hope so. I'll also do revenue management as a service. And that's something that is, that's, I think, still a need in our space. But I really do initially want to focus on that education component. And beyond that, in terms of modules and things like that, I don't know from a revenue management standpoint, like I'm going to teach you how to be a revenue manager kind of thing. I'm not sure that's the best use because I think there's a lot of back and forth communication that needs to happen. That said, in terms of supporting tools and things, that's a possibility. I also think that the nonprofit organization that we're putting together hopes to put together some of those kinds of tools for people. And I definitely want to work with them. And that's the goal there, is to be able to use each entity to the best of their abilities based on strengths. I do, one of the things that is in the works, which is pretty exciting, I think for me, is an owner education component. And that is something that would be...
Love that.
Yeah, that's going to be something that's going to be a little bit more packaged. But yeah, we're shooting for a white label owner education type product, but that's in the works. But yeah, that's how I see using that type of product, that packaging kind of thing, maybe less for the actual teaching element.
Yeah, sure. So when it comes to the different tools that are out there, and there are plenty, and there are a lot of ones that are really great, are you looking at this holistically that you would meet with a business and then decide at that point which tools you would suggest for them? Or how does that work with the different type of tech that you would bring into the situation?
Yeah, it's going to be highly dependent on the client. I do not want to be the person that walks in and says, you need this tool and this tool, unless they say we're looking to build our tech stack or we're looking to shop. We can do that. But that's going to be a clear need from them saying, this is what we need or want. If I've got somebody who says, I'm strapped right now, I don't really want to drop thousands of dollars on these things, what can you do? We'll work with that, because that to me is the ultimate, right? You need to work with what you've got, what you can afford, what you are comfortable with. And a lot of times it's not a matter of what you can afford. It's a matter of like, how quickly do you want to move or how slowly do you want to move? And so I think, you know, that's something that I want to keep front of mind. I have my own biases. Everybody has their own biases, their own preferences, but those are based very internally on how you operate and how you function. And so don't want to put that on somebody else. We will be systems agnostic. And that is not, I don't intend to ever say this one is better than this one. Because again, every situation is different. So this one may be better for this one, but it might not be better for this one over here.
Yeah. And I think there's a huge role for what you're going to play there, of just helping people identify what those tools are. Because like you said, you go to VRMA now and there are so many vendors, and we can't wait for Orlando, but it's going to be the biggest one ever. But there are just so many out there that it becomes overwhelming to choose. I remember I was in the elevator in Vegas a couple of years ago, and a guy had gotten in and he was clearly very flustered. And he said, that's it. I'm not going into the vendor hall one more time. Every time I go in there, I get more confused. Just when I think I'm going the right path, I meet another company and I can't decide anymore. And I think a lot of people end up feeling that way, that they want to have these conversations with other operators and they want to hear what they're doing. But also to your point, what another operator is doing doesn't necessarily mean that's going to work for their business. So it's really taking the knowledge that you have and what you've seen from a higher level of multiple areas that you've worked in, and being able to say, okay, these are the options, these are the best recommendations, and these are the examples of companies that have done it this way. And just really like putting together, it feels like it's going to be a very customized program of what you're offering, which is great.
Yeah, I don't think that I would want to do it any other way. I'm not sure the whole RevZen thing, the whole idea of there not being like a single way to do things, I think speaks very strongly to me. There are so many different ways to do things. And the one that you choose is largely dependent on your ultimate goals and what you're trying to get out of it. And that is different for everybody. Yeah. So I love the idea of walking through making decisions and weighing all the variables. And that to me is the growth part. When you can verbalize, this is where I need to go. This is my ultimate goal. Okay, then we can like take a step back and say, how do we get there? If this is the ultimate goal, what do you need to do? What are the things that need to fall to the side? If you need to reach that particular goal, there are other options. Yeah, the whole idea is to be customized. Because I'm thinking that's what an education is. That's what a well-rounded education is. It's not just teaching you 2 + 2 = 4. That is part of it. There are so many different ways to look at things, so many different perspectives, how you get to 2 + 2 = 4. There are a variety of paths to that.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah, I hope to make it very customized.
And it sounds like too that you've layered a piece of this in there that you're also a student. You're going to be learning. And I think that's what's really cool. I know that's something that I've enjoyed over time is that when you can be system agnostic and you can look at all of them and you can recognize the pieces of which one so that when you start to see a customer that's like they have a need, you're like, oh, they might need that piece and that piece, but it's not necessarily they need the whole piece. They just need pieces of the pieces, whatever. So I think it's good that you're taking the approach that you're not walking in saying, here is my methodology and it's the Sarah Franzen way and there's no other way. Like that, I think that's a really good approach. And then recognizing that you can learn along with your students as you're teaching them.
Well, it's funny, in my first life, as a musician, I was trained as a classical musician, and it was always my philosophy and my strongest belief, even now, that if you are teaching, you need to be open yourself to learning. So never was I teaching music without taking lessons from somebody else. I think that openness makes people better teachers. I think there's just no question in my mind about that. I'm also talking about poor business models or whatever I mentioned earlier. one of the other things that I have every intention of doing is reaching out to people who I guess are my competitors. If I'm not the right person for somebody, I'm not going to try to fit that round peg in a
absolutely
square hole the other way around. I really do believe that education is going to fuel this industry. It's going to fuel revenue management. It's going to be groundbreaking, I think. It should be. That's how we should view education. Education is not telling you how to do something. It's teaching you thinking skills. It's teaching critical thinking skills. It's teaching you theory and the things that are surrounded. And I'm not going to be the one all the time that's going to be the best for every client. But I do believe in helping somebody find who is going to be the best to make them better. I think that makes the entire ecosystem better. That's something, again, that's part of being a student as well. I don't know this, so I need to find somebody who can help you know this.
Let's talk a little bit about your decision to make this decision, right? Or the process that you went through. And I think there's a lot of just different emotions that go into that. And you have to weigh pros and cons and talk to a lot of family and then recycle all that in your mind and put your best foot forward. But tell us a little bit about how you actually made the decision. Because I think that's something that's interesting to our audience as they are in jobs and potentially looking to go somewhere else. Like, how did you make that leap to go to where you are now?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. It's pretty emotional still today. It's my last day with my company that has been amazing to me. There have been a lot of tears over the last several months. I gave them about a 3-month notice. And so I've had a lot of months to cry about things. But the ultimate, I think what brought me to the place where I am today, which is having made that decision, or I guess bringing me to the place where I made this decision, was things are really scary. There are a lot of really scary things. There are a lot of really exciting things. And when this decision got to the point where it was slightly more exciting than it was scary, that was it.
Yeah.
So you had to, I've thought about this for a long time. I had a business when I was young and dumb. And I tell people all the time, I was too young and too dumb to know whether I was doing the right thing or the wrong thing.
Right.
It was successful and it was great. It worked out well. Now I'm definitely not as young and I hope I'm not as dumb. And so like, you just have to be like, okay, I have to have this kind of confidence in myself to know that everything that I've been working on and building and working through, that's been for a reason. And it's helped me grow into the person that I am today. And when that confidence, which fluctuates quite a bit,
Commerce is not static.
But when that confidence got to that tipping point and it was like, okay, I'm just slightly more confident and excited. And it just tilted this way. I was like, I just have to do it. I'm going to do it. And it was in Kansas City. We were talking about this association, which I'm, again, really excited about. And we were talking about names for it and whatever. And Jordan Locke, hat tip Jordan Locke, threw out the name RevZen. And I'd been thinking about this for a long time. And I've always been really fascinated by, you know, Eastern religion and philosophies. And when he threw that out, I was like, yeah. And just so clear. I got home and I'd had like plans of things, ideas for things. I got home from Kansas City and I bought the domain and I registered the entity. And I was like, okay, I can sit on this for a while. And I did, but eventually I just sat there and I was thinking, okay, I think I can do it. Don't know, but I think I can. And there were certain things that people that I talked to or thoughts that I had that just got me to that point where I was like, you know what? I think I can do it. It could be a massive failure.
But you'll never know. But you'll never know until you try.
You'll never know until you try. Yeah, it was when the fulcrum moved and it was like, I'm not sure if it was the weight or if it was actually like shifting like the center. Yeah. I'm not sure.
You recognize like what Alex and I always talk
about.
There were signs. There were things that were like, they weren't leading you backwards. They weren't leading you sideways. It was that forward momentum. And you saw, okay, this is another sign that I'm going in the right direction and down the right path. And you might get down halfway down the path and realize you need to take a sharp right.
Yep.
But like, it's fine. You feel comfortable taking that step forward. And that's when the best things happen, is when you're just in that moment of, I know I can do it. I don't know how it's going to end up, but I know I can do it.
So you know how when you think about things, sometimes you're thinking in a really small bubble because you're thinking about what if this happens or what would this person say, or, and it's very small. And I had no reason to actually believe that it would happen, but I was worried about how my current colleagues would take it and what they would think and would they support me. And that was a huge thing. And when it just came out and I made the decision and I said, this is what I'm going to do, the support was huge. So here I am living in this little world
of self-doubt, right?
Of self-doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you just take the step and you're like, okay, that was dumb.
Yeah.
But I've had those experiences too.
And that was honestly, that was a moment of another confidence creating moment for you right there of just doing it and then seeing, okay, it all worked out. And then now on to the next one. And that's truly how you build your confidence. And you've done that over these past 8 years and probably in some situations that you've recognized and some that you haven't. But it does, it builds to that moment of, okay, like now I'm at that tipping point and I'm just ready. Very excited for you. I think it's going to be a great thing for the industry. And I think you're just going to make amazing waves and make a lot of happy clients.
I hope so. Thank you so much. That's the hope.
I know that you have so much respect in this industry for your knowledge and your just general business acumen, but the way you deliver your message and the way you talk with people. And I think that you've never come across off-putting and you've always come across as someone who is very collaborative in nature. And I think that whatever you do with this, it's going to be amazing. And so we're super excited to be a part of this announcement. And when it gets out there and everybody hears about it, I have a feeling that you're going to be inundated and probably busier than you've ever been in your entire life. So get ready.
Thank you so much. I appreciate the encouragement. And you guys have been great. So thank you so much.
So when will we see you next? I would imagine you'll be at VRMA International in Orlando.
I'll be in Orlando.
Great.
And I'll be at DAR, which is super exciting too.
So
two really cool things coming up. I'm really looking forward to it. I will definitely see you.
Women's Conference too, DAR?
I'm trying.
Okay.
trying to work out some scheduling things.
I think there'd be that's a great venue for you to share more about this journey and that decision.
Yeah,
we're excited to see you very soon then, just in a couple months. But in the meantime, if anybody wants to get in touch, what's the best way for them to reach you, Sarah?
With the new biz comes a new website. So it's RevZen, R-E-V, like revenue, zen.com. And I'm Sarah at RevZen.com. Perfect. So y'all can reach me there. I'm on LinkedIn. You can find me there. Happy to talk to anybody, even just to talk about the weather. I don't know. I'm from Minnesota. That's what we do. We talk about the weather.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot to talk about.
Oh my goodness.
Not a lot of good news.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah. If anybody wants to reach Annie and I, you can go to alexandanniepodcast.com. If you're enjoying the show, we would love to hear from you. Please leave us a review on Apple or Spotify or YouTube, wherever you watch or listen to the show. And until next time, thanks for tuning in, everybody.